None of the Oath's members of the three previous Legicles swore departed from one country, two systems, in form or substance, though they had perhaps additions or omissions. Slogans critical of the situation in China actually evidenced their jealous link to China. Even the one regarded as the craziest of all did not overtly or covertly express anything separatist when he gave his oath. The authorities, therefore, took no exception. A possible interpretation is that they tolerated what those legislators did, regarding it as consequent on the differences between the two systems. Now, those in the pro-establishment camp take the view that it is against the principle of solemnity for legislators to put on shows when they are sworn in. They think that shows they do not respect their oaths and will not abide by them. What is wrong is regarded by some as right because legislators were allowed to do so, and that is why efforts to put things right have led to much trouble. This bill certainly has to do with the arguments the parties to the JR case in question will put forward at the hearing. We can only wait for the court's ruling. What is most important from the political perspective is that one should never cross the red line Beijing has drawn.